This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. We're in an exciting study in Revelation. Well, in the whole book of Revelation, especially, though, these last couple of weeks, we're in probably the chapter that I think is the most exciting and one that I have the most interest in, probably a lot of people do, Revelation chapter 13, where the Bible reveals to us the person of the Antichrist and the person of the false prophet. Now, for more information on this ministry, you can go to wgodontheair.net. That's our Facebook page here. There's a link on there that says Discuss Today's Program. I encourage you, go there, leave some comments on there. I'd love to hear from you. Also, there's a link on there to hear these programs. When you click on that link, that takes you to my podcasting page. It's got over 5 years worth of Bible teachings, sermons from the church that I pastor, which is Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet for Bible study, which we're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 17 this week, Thursday nights from 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, I'm teaching through Galatians verse by verse. We're going to be looking at the fruits of the Spirit this weekend, Galatians chapter 5, Sunday morning at 10:30. In the meantime, we're looking at the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13, not the Antichrist. He's revealed in the first 10 verses. The Bible specifically calls this man the false prophet, and the Bible calls him that in Revelation chapter 16, verse 13, chapter 19, verse 20, that this is the Antichrist's henchman. This is the one. Antichrist is going to appear. Remember, all the world marvels after the beast. It appears he's going to have some kind of head wound, perhaps. And this man here is going to be his miracle worker, who, by the way, I think is going to call himself, get this, I think he's going to say his name is Elijah. Remember, the Jews are waiting for Elijah. They leave their door open, Passover, for Elijah. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Everyone's waiting for Elijah. The Jews are waiting for Elijah. They looked at the man hanging on the cross and says, let's wait and see if Elijah will take him down. Everyone's waiting for Elijah, I think. And this man here we're going to see is the first man since Elijah to do what we are about to see in today's program. To hear yesterday's program, go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. You'll find the link there. Or at my website, again, wgodontheair.net. Yesterday's program, I entitled The False Prophet. We'll see what I'm going to call this one. This is part two here of this. Chapter 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. All right, now we know this is a counterfeit Christian. As Paul said, remember what Paul said. He said, speaking of Satan, he said, and no wonder. He said, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. That word there for transform is the word meta schema. Meta means to change, a change of condition. Schema means appearance. The word means to change your appearance. It's kind of like getting a perm, or it's kind of like a facelift, changing something on the outside. But on the inside, you're still that same old stinking devil. And that's all the devil can do, is change appearances, transform themselves into an angel of light. They shave off their hair, dye their hair, grow a mustache or a beard, but on the inside, you're still the same old thing. See, that's a whole different word than yours and my transformation. That is the word metamorphe. We're transformed from the inside, just like Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. It says he was transfigured before them. And you and I, it's the same thing. Romans chapter 12, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed from the inside out by the renewing of your mind. Metamorphe, change forms. We do it on the inside. The devil can't do that. He changes it on the outside. He changes his appearance. And that's why the Lord Jesus says you'll know them by their fruits. Now, Revelation again, 13:11, I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. You see, when you peel back the layers and when you look at this man is a demon in disguise. He speaks like a dragon. Might look like a lamb on the outside. I don't know how. He has a collar on or whatever he may be. Maybe he's a pope for all I know. I don't know. He looks like a Christian on the outside, but he speaks like a dragon. He speaks like a devil on the inside. Lord only knows what he'll say, but we'll know that what he says, he speaks like a dragon. Might look like a Christian, but he's not. Have you ever met anyone that looked like a Christian, but they weren't? Except this one's going to be a lot worse than that because of the things that this guy's got the power to do. Now let's move on here to verse 12. He exercises all the authority of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, now it really does look like this first beast is going to have some kind of mortal head wound. It's going to appear that he's dead. Maybe he had died and he's back to life. I don't know. Maybe you say, well, that's impossible. Not at the end of the age. The rules change at the end of the age, friend. We see incredible things here going on. We see this man's got the power to give life to the image of the beast. The rules change at the end of the age, you see, and it's just it. It's ignorant people that don't know the word of God are going to look at that and say, that's got to be God, because only God's got the power to give life. I asked my church that once when I preached this. I asked for a show of hands. How many people in this church think that God's the only one that's got the power to give life? And a lot of people raised their hands. The ones that didn't are people that know me, and they've heard me preach it before, and they're smart enough not to raise their hand. But I'll tell you what, those that hadn't heard it before, they won't be fooled again. As Pete Townsend would say, they won't be fooled again next time around because they know the truth now. Revelation chapter 13, he exercises all the authority of the first beast. Again, verse 12. All the authority of the first beast before him, he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he performs, or he works great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth before men. When was the last time you've read about someone calling fire down out of heaven? If you have a good Bible, you'll see there a footnote to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, because that's the last time it's happened, and that was Elijah when he called down fire and slayed the 400 prophets of Baal and called down fire, and the fire of the Lord consumed the sacrifice and the rocks and licked up the water and everything. And everyone bowed the knee and says, Jehovah, he is God. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. That hasn't happened since then, 900 years before Jesus Christ. Now, James and John wanted to do it. You can read in Luke, I think it's chapter 9, verse 54, when they wanted to call down fire on the Samaritans and wipe them out, they says, Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah and consume them? And the Lord said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are. Because the next one who's going to call down fire out of heaven is evil. And people don't know the truth. I hear on the radio sometimes a traveling evangelist, they'll get on the radio and they say, come to my meeting, I'm going to call fire down out of heaven. And when I hear that, I run the other way. I put my track shoes on and all you're going to see from me, friend, is dust or smoke. But most people flock to it. I, on the other hand, run away because I know the word of God. I hate to sound arrogant, but I know the word of God. I share it with you. The next person to call fire down out of heaven is going to be the false prophet, and I don't advise that you follow him and ooh and awe at his miracles. I suggest you run the other way. He works great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven on earth in the sight of men. Let me leave you with this thought. Many times we hear, and I believe too, that one of the two witnesses is going to be Elijah. Now, could you imagine on the earth at the same time, you've got maybe Elijah. Now, the main reason I think Elijah is one of these guys is because Elijah never died, and I think there's a reason why he didn't die. I think God had a reason why Enoch and Elijah did not die. There's got to be some reason. It says in Hebrews 9, right, it's appointed unto men once to die. Everybody dies once. That is, except for the blessed age or generation that's going to be alive when the Lord returns, which, by the way, I think is you and I. I think you and I aren't ever going to die. I believe that. I do. But if one of these two witnesses is Elijah, you could have on the earth. Now, get this scene. This is like right out of Exodus in Egypt, where you've got Moses and Aaron on one side, and over here, Jannes and Jambres on the other side, matching miracle for miracle. I believe on the earth at the same time, you're going to see the real Elijah, and you're going to see the counterfeit Elijah. Whether or not the real Elijah even says who he is not important. Matter of fact, he probably won't. And over here, you'll have the counterfeit Elijah, who you bet your sweet Bippy will tell everyone and deceive everyone into what he claims his name is. The real Elijah and the false Elijah on the earth at the same time. I guess I should ask the question, just like the old TV show, to tell the truth, and that is, will the real Elijah please stand up? We'll pick it up right there tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, with a little speculation thrown in all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.